cachimbo de balsa. Ai, arabacê, com banana na bucha. Aleluia, oh God, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Kunabashi, kirikuri, bakabasa, di. Mayarabose didi kuriba shikini kuriba di karaboko basha da 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 kabosa da rike di basha karaboko sa da 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 kashikini kubasa da oh bakashikini kini kuribi di kurabasa da di di kurabasa da 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 karaboshi kini di boko basa da da holy 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 sharabase di kumbakasha kani beni kurabakasha da di Makariba shikiri kura baka sakarabu. Riba ya kabuku ba shakaraba kaya karabu kuba sididididi makarabu sidididide kura basa dikiri kumbaka shikiri kuri basa dada. Precious Savior, you are good, you are mighty, you are faithful, O God. There is no one else like you, God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. Thank you that we can honor you, we can adore you, we can magnify you, God of Gods, Jesus. There is no one else like you, God. Mighty Redeemer, you reign on high. Sharaba sakarabo shukuri badaka kabuko baka shikini kuri badaka buko basa da da da. Riba ya karabo shukuri diri kura baka sa da 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 da. Haribo shikini kuri badaka. Kobasha de Dikuri Karabukobasa da 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 Ora Bahashi Gidikuribasa da da Karabukobashi Gidikuribasa de Kurabakasa. Thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy, in your grace is pleasures evermore. O Makashikiri Kurabakasa da da da. The Lord, we can honor you. The Lord, we can adore you. The Lord, we can lift up your name. Thank you, that Lord, we can trust in you, O God. You are our Father. You are our all in all, Jesus. You have kept us this far. You protected us. You watched over our lives, O God, O God, Jesus. We have seen your hand. We've seen your faithfulness, O God. We've seen your grace and your mercy, your kindness, O God. We say thank you. Majestic wonder, O God, you are a Father, you are all in all. There is nothing that compares to your mercy, nothing that compares to your goodness, nothing that compares to your grace, O God. We've seen your faithfulness from generation to generation. We have seen your mercies, we've seen your faithfulness, we've seen your grace, we've seen your goodness, O God. From mercies, O God, your mercies are new every morning, O God. We have seen your hand, we have seen your power, we have seen your grace, we have seen your faithfulness, O God. Indeed, with you, in you there is fullness of joy and mercy. In you there is grace, O God. In you there is mercy, O God. Thank you that, Lord, we can honor you. Makariba shiki di kuri badakara ukubashe eke di kuri badakabase. We receive your faithfulness. We receive your grace, O God. Indeed, you say you cannot deny yourself, O God. Even if we are faithless, you still remain faithful, O God, because you cannot deny yourself, O God. It is your fidelity to you, O God. It is your grace, O God. It is your mercy, O God, that you are concerned for us, O God. That your love runs so deep, makashiki di kudi bodi karaba kashiki di kudi karabo kopasa da 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 bashi di. Your love for mankind, that you sent your only son to die on the cross for us, O God. Your only son shed his own blood, O God. He laid down his own life for people like us, O God. What a privilege, what a privilege that indeed we should become the sons of God. You came to give us the power. Rika shiki di kuri bari kora ba shiki di kuri ba da ba kase di kora ba ka shiki di kuri ba sa da da di kora ba ka shiki di ka ba se. Oh God, you're a majestic wonder. Makashiki di kuriba da kabashiki di kide. Creation speaks for itself, oh God. It speaks of your plan, splendor, oh God. It speaks of your goodness. It speaks of your faithfulness. It speaks of what you have done, oh God. Oh God, in my life, I have just seen your hand. I have seen your mercy. I have seen your power. I have seen your faithfulness. Thank you, that Lord, you are on the throne. Rabashiki di kuriba sakarabashiki di kurabakasa. Thank you that you are God. Riba siki di kuriba shakarabu kubaka siki di kuriba rabaka siki di kuriba raba. Moko basha da 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 di karabu kubasa di kuriba da karabu kubasha da 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 da. Moko basha di kuriba sa di kuraba sa di kuriba shakarabu sa da 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 di mo. Ambaka siki di kariba sa di kuraba siki di kuriba di moto kubasha di kuraba sa da 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 da. Holy Spirit, you are good. Your mercy, your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you, the Lord. You cover your children, oh God. We have seen your hand. We have seen your faithfulness. We have seen your divine protection. Thank you for your grace and mercy that you seated us with you, oh God, in heaven. Places, oh God, not of our own doing, not of our own accord, oh God, but it is your mercy. Your faithfulness, oh God. Indeed, it is you that chose us, oh God. We did not choose ourselves, oh God, but you called us and ordained us, oh God, to be that we might bear fruit and that fruit will last, oh God. We thank you that your fruit that you're bearing in us, the fruit that you're bearing in us will last. Shakaraba sikidi kuraba shikidi kuriba sada. Thank you, Jehovah God, that Lord, we can look unto you, O God. We can trust in you, O God. We can wait upon you, O God. We can look unto your promises, O God. We can look unto your faithfulness. We can see your hand. Rabashiki di kuri barabaka siiki di kura bakashiki di kura bakaseda. Rakashiki di kuri di kura mesiki di kura bakashiki di kura bakaseda di kura bakasa. Makashada di kuri bakasa di kura bakasa. Ududu boche de kura bakasa. Holy Spirit, indeed you are God, you are gracious Father, you are mighty to be praised and adored. Rabasiki de Kura Bakasa, Arikasi de Kura Bakashi, de Kura Basa, de Basa, da da da, Ambakasi de Karabos. Oh, precious Redeemer, you are a faithful God. You are a holy God. You are a mighty God. You are a gracious Father, gracious Redeemer, gracious King, oh God. We trust in you, oh God. We wait upon you. We look unto you, God, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, you are faithful. You are all in all, Jesus. What can we say but Abba, Father, you are mighty to be praised. Abba, Father, you are mighty to be worshipped. Abba, Father, you are mighty to be glorified, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your hand. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, oh God. We are more than conquerors. Sharabasiti kede korabasha da da di 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 korabasha da di rikubasha da 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 sikede kubasha da da. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new way. Thank you, the Lord. Indeed, in you there is truth, oh God. In you there is hope. In you there is guidance. In you there is faithfulness, oh God. Indeed, we can see your hand, oh God. Indeed, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them. You deliver them from them all, oh Kabakashiki di korabakasha da da. a righteous man, falleth seven times, but each time he gets up, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. The Lord, you impute righteousness, the blessedness of the man to whom the Lord imputes righteousness, oh God. Thank you that you have chosen us to be righteous in your eyes. And it was for your good pleasure. Thank you for the blood of the cross, Jesus, the blood of sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb of God. It was not with perishable things such as gold and silver that we are redeemed from the empty way of life, oh no, but indeed it was with the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world were laid. Oh God, your hand is merciful. Your precious is merciful, oh God. You're faithful, oh God. You have covered us with your grace, oh God. You release your mercy upon our hearts, oh God. You release your mercy upon us. Oh, your mercy prevails of our families, oh God. Your mercy prevails of our children, oh God. Your mercy prevails of our parents, oh God. Your mercy prevails. We need your mercy. Makarika shikidi kura bakasegidi. Not of our own doing, not of our own wisdom, not of our own ability or capacity, oh God. But it takes your hand, it takes your power, it takes your wisdom, it takes your grace. We need you more and more. Kura basadada dikere kure basadada dididi. We need you more and more. Shikire bora basadada dide kura basadada dada. We have seen your faithfulness. We've seen your grace. Thank you for your revelations, oh God. Thank you that you've spoken to us through your Son. The Logos, the Word of God. Thank you, the Lord, you are always with us. You've promised to never leave us nor forsake us, O God. You've promised to never abandon us, O God. Thank you for the place of honor, the place of authority that you've granted your children, O God, that you've granted your servants, O God, to be in your hands, to be in your presence, to be in your grace, O God, to experience your grace upon grace, O God. Indeed, you've poured out us grace, O God. You came from the Father full of grace and truth, O God. Thank you that, Lord, your grace overflows to the many, oh God, that we might reign in righteousness, that we will reign in righteousness, we will reign in this life. Sin shall not have dominion over us. 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 Oh God, you grant us the grace. You took away sinful nature and you circumcised it and you cut it out. Shikidi kura basa da 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 da. Oh God, in you we are led by the Spirit of God. We are not controlled by our nature. Makarika shikidi kuri bara bakasa da da da. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Father, I thank you. Makashikidi kuri basa da da da. I thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in our lives. Oh makashikidi kudapa. I thank you for the finished work, oh God. Thank you for the cross of Calvary. It is the place where we are found. It is the place where we are known. It is the place where we are strengthened. It is the place where we experience your mercy. Oh God, you are God. Oh God, you are faithful. Oh God, you are holy. Oh God, you are excellent. Thank you indeed for your mercy of our lost souls. It is your desire that all men be saved. Oh God, we plead your mercy for the salvation of souls. Revive us again. Revive us again. Renew your grace in our lives, oh God. Renew us in our times, oh God. In our times where we see your hand, oh God. May we see the move of your hand, oh Makashiki. May we see the move of your hand in Uganda. May we see the move of your hand in South Sudan. May we see the move of your hand in Kenya. May we see the move of your hand in Bangladesh, in Liberia, Makaribo, Sadidi, Rikuri, Bakasidi. We need to see the move of your hand, Ribasada Karabashi, the move of your hand, Ribashiki, the Kuriba, the Karabukobasa. Raise young people, Makaribashiki, the Kuribasada. Raise the elderly, Riko Shiki, the Kurabakasada. Raise the mothers, Shiri Kuriba, the Kabukobashi, raise the fathers, Shiri Basada, the Karabukosha. Raise the young people, Rokurabakashiki, the Kuribatakasa. Raise the teenagers, Shara. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Pour out your grace. Oh God, your calling forth your children one by one, Makareba Sede de Korabakase, to the place of authority, Rikashiki de Korabasada, to the place of honor, Makashiki de Kuridi de Korabasada. Oh God, in your hand we find mercy, in your hand we find truth, in your hand we find grace over Karibas de Kuribasada de Korabasada. You are a good, good Father. You are a good, good Lord. Indeed, your goodness goes with us, O God. Your goodness remembers your children, O God. Thank you for Pastor Charles and his family. Your faithfulness surrounds each and everything that they do, O God. Your mercy prevails, O God. It doesn't matter how far they have come. You're not a respecter of men, O God. Indeed, you have called us your own, O God. You have engraved the palms, our faces are in on your hands, O God. You have engraved us, O God. Our ways are ever before you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. That you never forget your own, O God. That you bring establishment, O God. That you bring vision, O God. That you bring direction, O God. That you bring a mercy that supersedes all human understanding, a peace that supersedes your peace prevails in every circumstance, O God. Even when we don't understand, even when we don't understand, you are the miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. Indeed, nothing catches you by surprise. Nothing defeats you, O God. Nothing catches you without your knowing, O God. You have done everything, O God. You do everything good in our lives, O God. You establish truth in our lives, O God. You establish your hand in our lives, O God. You establish your goodness in our lives, O God. O God, we need you. We need you more and more, O God. O God, I need you in the workplace, O God. I need you in my actions, O God. I need you in my decision making, O God. I need you in my leading, O God. I need you in my encouragement, O God. I need your hand, O God. There is nothing that I can do without your hand, O God. Without you, I fall apart. Them that look to you, their faces are always radiant. Thank you for the deliverance of your people, O God. Set your children free, O God. Set them free in the marketplace, O God. Set them free to serve you, O God. Release your grace, O God. Release grace in place of grace. Ambo yokobasha dadaba, ambo yokobasha dadada bakabo, amba yakari di kuribasa di kuribasa dadada, rikobasha di kurabasa. Oh God, you say that, Lord, we can pray for open doors, oh God. We can ask for the nations, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the nations. We ask for the nations, oh God. Oh God, for our inheritance. Shiri bakarabo sodo dodo robo shadadaha. Release souls, shiri barakasa dadada. Father. Release men and women, O Korabaka Shekedeka, to come and know the truth, O God, to come and experience the truth, O God, to come and be led by you, O God, to come and be guided by you, O God, to come and be known to knowledge of truth, O God. Your desire is that men be saved, O God. O God, give us souls, Sharabasikiri Kurabasa didi, give us souls, Shiribarakasidi Kuribasa da. Let us experience your hand, let us experience your faithfulness. Thank you indeed, O God, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, O God. Release the Lord of the harvest, release the Lord of the harvest, O God. O God, Lord of the harvest, O God, we ask of you to send forth more laborers, send forth more laborers, send forth more laborers into Cox's Bazar, send forth more laborers into Bangladesh, send forth more laborers into South Sudan, send forth more laborers into Kenya, send forth more laborers into Uganda. Makariba Sandi. We need more labor. Oh God, that the fruit will last, oh God. The fruit will last, Shakara Bakasadi. The fruit will last, Shedekorebasada, Dikorabakasha, de. We need your fruit, O God, Dikorebasada, Dikorabasha, Dikorabasada, Rimaya Karabosoto, Dibosada, Dabokashiki, Dikorebasada, Dide, Makasha, Dibosada, Dakarakasha, Dikobasada. Oh God, you are a good Father. You are a good Lord. You are with us, oh God, each and every moment, each and every circumstance, each and every situation. We thank you. We praise your name. We lift up your name, oh God. Father, receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. Oh God, speak to us, oh God. Speak through me, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. May we have the utterance that we need, oh God. The utterance to declare your truth, oh God. To declare your truth, O God. Indeed, your truth is life, O God. He that knows the Son, he that the Son sets free, is free indeed. The reason that you are made manifest, O God, was to destroy the works of the devil. And Father, I destroy the works of the devil, O God. I come against the works of the devil, O God. I thank you, Jesus, the works of blinding of unbelievers, O God. I plead your mercies, O God. Remove the veil, O God. Remove the veil. In Christ, oh God, the veil is removed, oh God. Oh God, every blinding spirit, oh God, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that are hindering your people from coming to this truth, oh God, from coming to the knowledge of truth, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your infinite resources, oh God. Thank you for your infinite spirit, oh God. Thank you for the spirit of the Most High God that no eye has seen, no ear has heard. What God you are prepared for them that love you and are called according to your purposes, oh God. Thank you for the ministries that we serve in, oh God. Thank you for JCC, oh God. Thank you for Fanero, oh God. Thank you indeed for Agape, oh God. Thank you for UNICEF, oh Makashi Edebosa. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for the fellowships, oh God. Thank you indeed for AG Church, oh Karabasadadi. Thank you, the Lord, you are God. You are God. You are taking us from one level of glory to another. One level of glory to another. Aya karabasete kere kubashe de. Orabashe de basa de de. Rikamakashe de. Oh God, we thank you.
My God.
You are God, and there is no one else like you, God. Pray for your goodness. Pray for your mercy. Pray for your hand, oh God. You are a good God. You are a good God. Thank you this morning that as we listen to your word, O God, that your word shall come forth in truth, O God. May we experience your hand, may we experience your power, may we experience your favor, O God. You are gracious and there is no one else like you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to... another good morning that we can gather. We thank God for his grace. And I believe that God has a plan and purpose for us to gather this morning. And if we've been following, and if you've been following, you know that we've been listening and learning about prayer. And as we've said from the beginning, prayer is a foundation of any worship experience or any interactions between God and man, and prayer is cuts across all religions, cuts across all, you know, all ways of life, all thinking. Everyone, anyone that claims to have, you know, an encounter with God has a form of prayer. And that is because God has placed it in a way that prayer is that mode of communication that we have access to, and that we are able to speak to the divine being. We are able to speak to God, and he exists. And as we've been learning, he needs us to believe that he exists, because he that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we've also learned that we need faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. Without knowing that God is, faith is a requirement for prayer. And we've also learned that for us to know, have faith, we must know the word of God, we must hear the word of God, and we must know God's will for whatever situation. And faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from hearing the word of God. And God has sent forth his servants to teach us his ways. He has sent forth the word of God itself. The Bible is available. I don't think there's a time in history where there has been so much availability of the word of God in various forms. The word of God has been available, you know, on your mobile phone. It's available in print. You can go through various versions of the Bible just at the click of a mouse, or just at a tab, or just on your phone. And based on this shows us that really there's an increase in knowledge, there's an increase in availability. And the Bible tells us that this gospel shall be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. So we are in line with the timings of God. We know that there is increase of knowledge in the last days. You know, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times. And we know that with this increase of knowledge, there's greater responsibility that God has placed among us, that we need to rightly divide the word of truth. Indeed, the Bible tells us to study, to show yourself approved, a workman approved of God, not even just approved of other men, but approved of God, first of all, that we rightly divide the word of truth. And this rightly dividing the word of truth calls us to be diligent. And that means we are students. When it tells you to study, we need to be diligent students. And I thank God that we have this channel and this opportunity that we can listen to God's word and we can study together. For me, it is also a blessing that I'm able to study God's word with you, and also to share God's word. And thank you for your consistency. And I know that nothing that we do to God or we reach out to God is in vain, because he hears us. And so today I want to speak to divide two aspects of prayer, and one is persistence in prayer, and I want to differentiate it from repetition and in vain glory. So I think that is the two areas that I want to address in prayer today, and I pray that by the end of it, God will give us the grace to understand it. So we're going to read from Luke chapter 18, and we're going to look at the first 8 verses of that, and then we will jump to Matthew chapter 6, and we will look at some verses there. So we're going to have two key areas that we're going to look at, and then we'll also have other scriptures that will guide us along the way, that will set our coordinates right. Yeah, so as we start in Luke chapter 18, I will read from, let me read from Amplified, which is a bit clearer, but it's all the same. It says, Now Jesus was telling the disciples a parable to make the point that at all times they ought to pray and not give up and lose heart. King James says that men ought always to pray and not faint. And that's a point I will make later. Saying, in a certain city was a judge who did not fear God and had no respect for man. There was a desperate widow in that city, and she kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice and legal protection from my adversary." For a time he would not, but later he said to himself, "Even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will give her justice and legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will be an intolerable annoyance and she will wear me out." Then the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and avenge his elect," in bracket his chosen ones, "who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf?" Verse 8, "I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on the earth?" And I want us to, first of all, tackle this issue of persistence. You see, God, or rather Jesus, was teaching his disciples and speaking to them and telling them, you know, Jesus taught using parables because parables and stories are a form of expression that have a lot of coded messages, in that instead of giving a definition, instead of Jesus telling his disciples that, okay, I want you to be persistent in prayer, he gives them a story so that they can understand and they can see that this explains what kind of persistence that God is looking for. Now, what is this persistence that God was looking for? You can imagine in that time, the context was that the women, or rather the widows, were disadvantaged. And that is not different from nowadays, in that where we have the widows, we have the orphans, where you can find a woman who was happily married, and sadly when her husband happens to pass away, you can find that the in-laws come in and take everything without a care for her. They said, "This was our brother's property, and you did not do anything. You are just married. Go away. We will take over, bring all the land documents, bring all this." And if this widow does not have someone to defend her, does not have a judge to cry out to, she ends up losing everything. And I've seen this. And for those that God has given the grace, those that are working, those that have their own resources, at times they leave it and they are able to start again. But this is not the case for this widow that we read in Luke chapter 18. The Bible says there was a widow in that city who kept coming to this judge. And he will say, "Give me justice and legal protection from my adversary. Avenge me." She will come and say, "Avenge me of mine adversary." And you can imagine how much she lost, that she had no capacity to restore it. She had no capacity to... She needed a judge. But you see, there is a description of this judge that God gives, that it says there was a judge who neither feared God, neither regarded man. You can imagine how high this guy was, high and lofty. He does not fear God, he does not fear man. And how many people in our world live like this today? Say, ah, me, I don't care. The word is, I don't care. They live as they want. To them, God is nothing. And to them, men are nothing. They do what they want. They behave as they want. They have no respect for God and no respect for man. And this is what this judge was. And you see, sadly, being a judge, that meant that he was given a place of authority. He actually could determine and change the fate of this woman. Because there are places of authority that God places men, which are places of responsibility. So when you find that either you're a leader, you're a manager, you're a judge, you're a police, you're a doctor, you know, you are a professional, or you have some form of knowledge that is superior to others, then that means that God has placed you as a judge or as a ruler to administer his grace or his justice to people. And you find there are so many people who are placed in places of authority that do not have fear of God. That means they have no concern whether they do the right thing or the wrong thing. And sadly, they also don't respect men. So they can treat human beings as they want. And this is what the Bible calls, this was an unjust judge. And this is the kind of judge that this woman cries out to. But you see, the woman was persistent. And the Bible says, for time to time, she kept coming to God. Sorry, kept coming to this judge and say, avenge me, avenge me, avenge me. You know, give me justice and legal protection for my adversary. This enemy of mine wants to take everything of mine. And the Bible says she kept continually coming. Now you can imagine the unjust judge got to a point and said, "Aye, this woman is going to weary me. She's going to tire me." In fact, the word is, it was an intolerable annoyance. Continually by her coming, she will weary me. And she said, it is enough. Let me give her justice. Even though I don't care about men, I don't care about God, but I care that I will be wearied by this woman. She's going to tire me. She's a nuisance. For the sake of my mental peace, I can imagine him speaking to himself. For the sake of my peace, what do you need? Okay, fine, I will give you justice. And once he decides to do that, and remember, he had the power to give her all her property, and so by that he decided to give her. But God, you know, man is God's, I don't know, you can call it perfect creation. Man is God's way of teaching principalities and powers his infinite wisdom. So you can imagine the principalities, the powers, you know, the angels, they learn of God from us. And so God uses how men are behaving to teach us of himself. And this is what Jesus was using the judge, the unjust judge, to teach us about God. And so God uses a comparison to show us the opposite side of God. And he says, now, if an unjust judge can be tired of men, of this woman coming to him constantly asking for justice, and decides to and grants the justice, even though the judge was not willing to give the justice, has no fear of God, is not bothered by men. And he says, now ask yourself, how much more will our God? And now he's referring to God. Now he's telling us that God is not like the unjust judge. God is just. Look at the stark difference. God is not unjust like the unjust judge, but God is just. Will not our just God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones. Now, anyone who has believed in Christ, anyone who has believed in Jesus for the saving of their souls, is the elect of God. You are chosen before the creation of the world to be adopted as sons of God. Now, God is telling us that, first of all, I am not unjust. First of all, I am just. Number two, you're not just outsiders when you come to pray. You're coming to pray as chosen ones of God. You're coming to pray as the elect of God. You're coming to pray as a son of God. You are adopted in the family of God. God has adopted you as his child, as his children. So you're not just coming to ask, let's say, as a bastard, but you're coming to ask as a son. And then God says, will not God defend you and avenge his elect? That means that God's defense is assured for those that cry out to him day and night. Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf? I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on the earth? God says that I will defend and avenge my elect, my chosen ones. I will avenge and I will defend and avenge my elect, my chosen ones, who cry out to me day and night. I will not delay. At times we think that people have sat on us, that people have pushed us to the wire, that people don't care that indeed our answers have delayed, but God is saying that I will defend and avenge my chosen ones who cry out to me day and night for justice. I will not delay, and I will defend and avenge them quickly. You see, that is why we say that vengeance is for the Lord. You know, at times human nature feels like we need to revenge because someone has treated us badly. We need to treat them also badly. Sinful nature says that because this person has been unfair to me, I also need to be unfair to them. But you see, there is a place of justice that God says, vengeance is mine, revenge is mine, leave the avenging to me. Our job is to love and forgive, but it is God that does the balance of justice. Because God's desire, first of all, is that men repent. You can see the heart of God. The heart of God is even not first for justice. The heart of God is, can this sinner turn to me? Can this man who is persecuting the church, first of all, can I turn him and turn him to the gospel? And that is the heart of God. And so God says that, I tell you the truth, I will defend and avenge you because you are my chosen ones, because you cry out to me day and night. I will not delay in providing justice on your behalf. I will defend and avenge you quickly. But the question is, can I find this kind of persistent faith on the earth? So God wants to see faith, persistence in us. But I can assure you the promise that he has done is that he will not delay. Now, delay means that God will not come later than his appointed time. When God has appointed something that he will do, something that he will release his grace for, he will do it in the time that he has allocated. Now, I want us to differentiate it, persistence, from vain repetition. Let's quickly jump to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew Matthew chapter 6. And we are going to read, maybe we can just read from verse 5, and then we'll just take a few verses up to verse 8. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 5 to verse 8. It says, "Also, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." And I think that we'll have a day to tackle hypocrisy in prayer. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6 is my focus. 6 and 7. "But thou, when you pray, enter into thy closet, and when you have shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Verse 7. "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have before you ask of him." Now, the word here, it says, do not use meaningless repetition. The word, that repetition there, is more of babbling. Now, what was, or stuttering? You know, it is a word that refers to someone who is making aimless sounds or aimless repetitions. And when it says vain, it means that the person's mind, the person's heart is not even in the prayer. So you can see they are speaking of the hypocrites in prayer, and they will just, you can imagine in those times, the Pharisees, there's a way they wanted to show that they were holy men. and what they will do, they will walk on the streets. They will have all these gowns. They will have all this prayer, you know, tassels, or, you know, the garments that they would have. And someone will just be on the streets, and he will just be like, ba 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 ba, you know, just repeating some words, mummy, just to show people that they are prayerful. And of course, what will people say? Man, those guys pray. And you have seen them, the religious guys, they will, even in their own demeanor, they scare you that these are prayerful people. Or even they have some of their signs. Maybe it you know, it's because of they lie on their face, they have this thing on their face, and that is a mark of pride, to show that this guy prays a lot. And you can see that because of that, there's a blister or something, but it is a mark of honor. So, but you see, what we are told, that these are vain repetitions. You see, when someone says, "You're worshiping me in vain," it is just repeating for the sake. You're just babbling. You're not even being specific for a need. You're just uttering meaningless words without even putting your thoughts, your heart is maybe on ice cream. You're thinking of food, you're thinking of sleep, you're thinking of when you leave this prayer and go home. And that is what the Bible refers to as vain repetition. Now, Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says he prayed the same thing. But his prayer was, Lord, if it is not your will, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Let it pass. But then afterwards he will say, but not my will, but your will be done. And he prayed again, honestly, until his sweat was like drops of blood. Now, that in that place, Jesus Christ was repeating his prayer, but it is not, that was persistent prayer, but it was not vain repetitions. You can see that he was going through his emotions. He was going through the struggle of going to the cross. He knew the pain that he would face, and he was asking God, is there another way? And you see, because he knew the will of God, it is not like he was asking for an answer. It was his body and his flesh fighting it, because you can imagine he knows that he's going to be separated from the Father. Eloi, Eloi, my Lord, why have you forsaken me? He can imagine the pain. He knew the pain. He knew that this was the only way. And even as he made that prayer, he answered himself, because he is the Word. He knows the will of God. He says, not my will, but your will be done. And he prayed it, and he prayed it, until God gave him the strength to go through it. Now, that is not vain repetitions that the scripture is speaking against. That is persistence in prayer. And you can see, even in that persistence, God's answer is already given. So even when we persist in prayer, what happens is that God already releases his answer. And the difference is that we are waiting for the manifestation of that answer. Now, that is the persistence that we are being talked about. Now, it does not mean that God has not heard us the first time. You have to be certain of that. That when you pray, remember we've talked about that when we pray, God hears us. And so when you pray the first time and you pray until you receive an answer, you need to persist until you receive an answer. The woman persisted until she received an answer. Now, that is something unique about prayer. Many times people pray and they have not received the answer. And they leave the prayer and they say, oh, it's fine. But you see, we are told to persist in prayer. In fact, the word is push. Pray until something happens. Pray until an answer is given. Now, when you have received the answer, this is what we call the spiritual substance. Remember the thing we talked about, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Elijah was not having vain repetition, but he prayed seven times. And each of those times he asked his servant, please go and check the sky and see if there is anything. Until the point when the servant told him that I see the cloud the size of the fist of a man. And that is when he left the place of prayer and he took off and he ran. So what we are being told in our prayer life, we need to be persistent in faith until God gives us that answer that we are trusting God. And that answer comes in the form of a spiritual substance first. You receive your baby in the spirit first. You receive your job in the spirit. You receive your breakthrough in the spirit. It becomes, that is the assurance that God gives you that he has heard you. And when you have received that, then you give thanks to God. Your prayer switches after that. And your prayer is that, Father, I thank you that you heard me. Father, I thank you that you have answered me. Father, I thank you that I have received my answers. I have received my children. I have received my job. I have received my breakthrough. I have received the justice for this land. I thank you that I am healed. Why? Because when you persisted in that prayer, you got a spiritual substance. You are able to see that hand in the cloud. You are able to have an assurance, a peace of mind, a peace of God's presence that he has heard you. And when he has heard you, we know that we have the confidence that we have received what God has given us. Then your persistence there no longer becomes a persistence for the answer, but it becomes a persistence in your thanksgiving, because you know without a shadow of doubt, it shall come to pass. God is not a man to lie. So I've given two examples in the Old Testament, Jesus persisting in prayer. Elijah persisting in prayer. In the New Testament, Jesus persisting in prayer. And even you can even go and read further in Paul, where he prays that this messenger of Satan, three times he prayed, his heart was in it. And three times he had an answer. You can imagine. So he had the answer. But he persisted. He petitioned God. So you have a place of release. You can petition God, and God is able to answer you. Men ought to pray and not give up. Don't faint. Persist, persist, persist until you receive the answer. Don't just be doing vain repetitions, but persist until you have the answer. When you have the answer, give thanks to God. And the answers, I told you, come in the form of the word of God. God will give you the word. He will give you peace. He will give you a word. He will give you a message. He will send someone. He will send a sermon. He will send a preacher. There are many ways that God will answer. He will give you a dream, and he will reveal to you that he has answered you. That is the God that we serve. I will stop there for today, and I pray that God has taught us truth today. So, my brother, if you have a question.
I think it's so good. Emmanuel, your voice, though the last few minutes, the voice is disappearing.
Oh, sorry. Must be the network here.
I think it has been clear on... And persistence, I think maybe tomorrow. I think I'll need more. I was just promising myself that Matthew 6, from verse 5 to 6, has always been that area that I'm not very sure of, because I feel like it is what most Christians do. Maybe my vision and understanding of what is written there is not yet clear. I will take time later and to try to look out for other teachings and all that, but also maybe we can get time and have more emphasis on it at some point, so that we understand what exactly it said by repetitive words in prayer and standing on the corners. Because for me, I'm looking at the sweet preachers we are having these days. I'm looking at you know, sometimes in prayer, yes, sometimes you find yourself repeating certain words when you pray. You know, is this all in vain? You know, that is what is in my mind now. Yeah. So maybe there's time, but we'll find time and go deeply into that.
Sure.
But meaning I'll surely look out for more teachings.
No problem. Thank you. I think that will be the topic for tomorrow. We'll look at hypocrisy in prayer. And we'll, I believe, by the grace of God, and even read in advance, that the grace of, look at commentaries, that the grace of God will be able to fully understand what was God's concern and what was Jesus' concern and the context, who was he addressing? You understand? You have to understand who was Christ addressing. There are people who, their behavior in that time... needed to be addressed like this. So that's what I'm saying. Vain, remember, is meaningless. And meaningless is not even just meaningless. Is, remember when Jesus says that these people worship me in vain, their heart is not into it. When you're vain repeating is where you've gotten to prayer, where you're not even talking to God. Your heart is not even there, but you're just saying words for the sake of saying, for the sake of passing time, for lack of a better word. It is a place where you are just passing time. You can imagine, you know, the way some people want to pray for the whole night, but then it gets to a point where they just want to pass time. Now, that is the point where you get into vain repetitions, where you are just passing time. But anyway, we'll talk about it more, and I believe that God will give us the grace. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for you calling us to persistence in prayer. I thank you that you're teaching us your ways and you're helping us to understand your truth. And I pray that you give us the grace. And I thank you for your word made bear fruit in us. And even as we do our day-to-day work, as we get back to work today, that Lord, you strengthen us, you walk with us, and you keep us. And you be our shield and our portion in everything that we do. Bless the work of our hands, bless our families, bless our children. Bless everything that we do, that indeed it shall give you glory, honor, and adoration. We pray even as we shall meet tomorrow, that we shall be covered and strengthened by you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, my brother.